Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 17 up to 30, Johannesburg 14, 27, Polokwane 21, 32.
On the roads in Centurion, the major problem this afternoon is that accident on the N14 South before the Jean Avenue exit. And then we got a message in from Sonia about the traffic in four ways. There's been a collision on Monte Cassino Boulevard at Winnie Mandela Drive. The traffic already quite congested there.
In your sport headlines, Keshav Maharaj sends Sri Lanka packing as the Proteas move to the top of the WTC. And Dricus du Plessis and Sean Strickland set for a rematch in Australia.
The ANC's National Working Committee is currently meeting with the Gauteng Provincial Executive Committee behind closed doors. The meeting in Boksburg is part of the party's efforts to rebuild its structures after poor performance during this year's elections. Anastasi Mkhubo has more.
The Gauteng PEC, led by Chairperson Banyaza Lesufi, will oppose any move to disband it or recall some of its members. This comes after the ANC secured only 34% of the vote in the province, a major decline in support in South Africa's economic hub. The PEC will present a detailed report on factors contributing to its electoral decline. Anastasi Mkhubo, Jacaranda FM News in Boksburg.
The police in Gauteng have in the past week rescued two kidnapped businessmen, arrested seven suspects and seized firearms, cell phones and vehicles used in the commission of the crimes. A Chinese businessman who was hijacked and kidnapped in Springs on the East Rand was rescued within 24 hours. Two suspected kidnappers were arrested after they were intercepted in Lanesia.
In an unrelated incident on the 1st of December, another businessman was hijacked and kidnapped by a group of suspects in Verdabrug. The victim's vehicle was later recovered in the area of Heuveloord. Intelligence led a multidisciplinary team to recover the kidnapper's vehicle, which was left abandoned in a garage in Nalmapius, Tswane. The team followed up on a lead which led them to an address in Mamelodi, where they arrested four suspects and rescued two kidnapped victims.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy says Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal recorded the highest number of accidents involving pedestrians. Creasy says 5,360 pedestrians have lost their lives since 2023, where Gauteng recorded 1,412 of those. She says alcohol and speed are the two of the biggest contributors to road deaths.
Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal have the highest number of accidents and fatalities, with a concentration of these accidents in the main metros in those provinces. While the current figure represents a slight decrease from last year, we can all agree that this figure is shockingly high.
And a Sudanese network of volunteer rescuers says 28 civilians were killed when a fuel station in an area of Khartoum under paramilitary control came under shelling. The Sudanese army, which has been fighting the rapid support forces since April of 2023, has been advancing towards the capital in recent weeks in a bid to regain control of Khartoum. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdnieuwsuur. ANC vergader te midde van berigte dat die provinsiale uitvoerende komitees in Gauteng en KwaZulu-Natal ontbind sal word.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
It's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Life's like this.